What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, everybody, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you overwhelmed with all of the new maps and new legislative assembly and Senate districts in the state of Wisconsin? Never fear. Civic Media is here to help you out. We have recombobulated the new maps led by our new political director, Dan Schaefer. We have all 115 legislative races happening this year in the state of Wisconsin analyzed, broken down, district by district, race by race. You can find our guide to every single one of those 115 state assembly and Senate races at civicmedia.us. Go check it out. I have spent a lot of time with this tool that Dan has developed. It is both fascinating and incredibly informative. You are not going to want to miss that. Go check that out. Again, you can find the recombobulation of Wisconsin's new maps at civicmedia.us. My special guest this half hour is Wisconsin Teamsters Joint Council 39 President Bill Carroll. Welcome back, Bill. Thanks so much for making time. Before the break, you were talking about your outreach efforts to your membership, to working people in the state of Wisconsin, to make clear that Donald Trump's promises, his rhetoric, amounts to nothing more than smoke and mirrors. And you mentioned a few of the things that Donald Trump likes to trot out. Well, we won't tax overtime. You noted, well, that only matters if you still get paid overtime. An excellent point. We won't tax tips. We won't tax Social Security. And Bill, what I'd like to ask you about and ask you to expound on a bit is, as I look at working people and all of us in this state and our country that work for a paycheck and rely on that paycheck, what I do know is that while workers have become incredibly more productive in a measurable way and have produced record profits across every sector for their corporate overlords. And here are the statistics. From 1948 to 1973, productivity rose by 97%, while hourly compensation rose by 91%. That's how it's supposed to work. Worker productivity goes up, so do our wages. That's fair. That's the social contract between corporate overlords and owners and the workers who create the profits. But after 1973 to 2014, productivity rose by 72%, but hourly compensation only rose by 9.2%. That is the broken promise. And Donald Trump has said nothing about minimum wages, union and organizing protections. We've seen union busting coast to coast from some of the most profitable, largest corporations in the world. What is your message, Bill, to working people out there that feel like they're not getting their fair shake because they're right? But who can take us to that next level? Who's actually fighting for workers?
Well, the people that are fighting for workers is organized labor themselves. If you're working in an unorganized industry and you're miserable, I would highly suggest contacting a union. There's many unions around that you can contact to help you band together with your coworkers and get a seat at the bargaining table and get what you're worth. There's no better way to do that, because simply going to your employer with your hat in your hand asking for more money doesn't work very much. So, obviously organized labor is the way to go if you want to improve your wages, hours, working conditions. Simple as that.
And what are the records when you look at both the MAGA president and the parties more generally? What are the records on protecting the rights of workers to organize so that we can try to raise wages for all of us? It's easy to say, no, you're not getting a raise to an individual employee, but that's the exact point of collective bargaining, of coming together with your fellow workers to demand better working conditions, benefits, and wages.
Well, if you just take a look at the difference between the National Labor Relations Boards for each administration, Trump put on a flat-out union buster as a general counsel of his NLRB, who issued one bad decision after another that tied unions' hands and our ability to effectively organize. On the other hand, under the Biden administration, it's almost a polar opposite. It's really been a breath of fresh air. It's given us some hope in order to combat some of the worst of the worst offenses that employers throw up to roadblock us. But there's still a long ways to go, especially here in Wisconsin. We've had nothing but, you know, 15 years of attacks from our own state legislature that we've got to remediate at some point in time.
Yeah, right to work. I say right to organize and get a fair wage and benefits, for crying out loud. Shame on you, Governor Walker, and shame on you, Robin Voss. Those were despicable, despicable pieces of legislation. Folks, my special guest this half hour is Bill Carroll, president of the Teamsters Joint Council 39 based in Milwaukee. I'm going to give you another statistic that Bill, I think it speaks to the need for these administrations to protect workers, to protect the right of workers to organize. And you need only look at their appointees to the National Labor Relations Board, as you so rightly pointed out. If you are listening right now and you work for a living and you get a paycheck and you think you're not getting paid enough, you think workers generally aren't getting a fair shake, don't take my word for it. Take Bill's word for it. Go and Google, spend the 15 minutes to check out who Donald Trump appointed to the National Labor Relations Board versus the Biden-Harris administration. Look at who they appointed to be their chief lawyers in both of those administrations. The differences are stark. Here's the statistic that I wanted you to react to, Bill. In 1973, the top 1% took home 9% of this country's income. In 2023, the top 1% took home 26.5% of this country's income. Your reaction, sir?
Well, that's really the underlying issue that we're talking about. I can tell you, these billionaires and these corporate heads have plenty of money to spread around amongst the working people, and they'll still be the richest people in town. It's not going to matter. The Harris tax plans, as far as making the rich pay more, is fine. They'll still be the richest people in town. It's not going to matter.
We're going to have to leave it there, Bill. Thanks so much. I hope you can come back. I'll reach back out. We'll get you back on before November 5th. That's Bill Carroll, president of the Teamsters Joint Council 39 based in Milwaukee. Thanks so much, Bill. Folks, I'm going to be back after these brief messages talking about the new Supreme Court term that starts today with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Don't miss it. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.